Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Kayaku nui, kayaku rahi, tēnā koutou katoa, nau mai hoki mai ki Everyday Māori, the podcast. Well, if this is your first time listening, this is the podcast where we teach you te reo Māori that you can use in everyday situations. Ko āpera wood whāenahu.
Tēnā koe hoa, ko Hemikali tōku ingoa, tēnā koutou e whakarongo mai nā.
The one and only Hemi Kelly. Here he is.
Here we are.
Kōrero mai e hoa, hea ha, te kaupapa o te rā.
Ko te kaupapa o te rā, ko ngā kōrero mo te haere I tētahi wāhi ki tētahi wāhi. So talking about travel, one place to another place, how we're getting there, what mode of transport, and also which way we're going to go. We're going to talk about all of that today.
Cool. Kāra oe. Yeah.
And now that, you know, the borders are open, we can travel. So we can talk about this.
Tika. Ka pai.
Tuatahi. Let's look at vocab. Ngā kupu. So we'll get into the structure shortly. But we need some kupu to talk about. Ngā haerenga, travel. So modes of transport e hoa. Let's just rattle off a couple of different waka. Waka, when I say waka, I mean transport. And traditionally waka, canoe or some sort of like sea voyaging vessel. But often now it's just commonly used as whatever kind of transport you have, that's your waka. Ane.
Cool. So it can cover all bases, really.
Aye. But here are some specific kupu. Okay. I'm going to test Apera's knowledge. Bus. I te reo Māori.
Pahi.
Pahi. Bus. Aeroplane.
Wakarererangi.
Kia ora. Wakarererangi. And I was watching Air New Zealand's new ad. They do some amazing, like, safety briefing ads, right? Mm. And it was about the wakarererangi being the canoe that flies in the sky, you know, which is what it means directly. Okay, moving on. I digress. Train.
Ooh, I should know this.
Tereina.
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 Tereina. Tereina.
Tereina.
Tereina.
Tereina. Ferry.
Waka moana.
Paito. Paito. Kimi. Kimi. Good guess. Wakatere.
Wakatere. Of course.
Is it? You know, that it might not be that tere, but that's what it's called. Wakatere. You take the ferry.
I do.
Heha atu anō. Helicopter.
Waka topa topa.
Waka topa 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 topa. Waka topa topa. Ai. Scooter.
Kuta.
Ai. People say kuta or kutarere.
Kutarere.
Kutarere. Cool. Hapai, that's five there. I'm sure we'll come. Your general car often is waka or motoka.
Yep.
Waka or motoka. Taxi, tekehi. Yeah, but now we use upa, most
upa.
Of us. Uber. Aye, he nui ngā momo. Waka. Tai atu ki te trakihana, ne? Te traka, the tractor and the train, all of those things we consider waka.
There you go, e hoa mā. He nui ngā kupu. So now that we know some vocab, let's look at the structure.
Kāpai. Let's look at the structure. So asking the question, how are you travelling? How are you getting here? Mahia koe haere ai.
Mahia koe haere ai.
Mahia koe haere ai. Mahia. Here's our question word. So that's what we're going to replace with the answer.
Okay.
Going into the subject, you, mahia koe, verb, haere, and then our little mate, ai, follows the verb.
Cool.
Mahia koe haere ai.
Mahia koe haere ai.
There's no tense attached to this reringa kōrero. So it could mean how did you come? How did you get here? How did you travel? You know, it could mean how are you traveling or how will you travel?
Okay, so I might have been tempted to say mahia koe I haere ai, but nope.
Kao. No, like there's no little particle in this one that we need or that we use. So there's nothing there to show the tense, which is, I think from a learner's perspective, is that easier? You just got like one sentence. It means all of those things in context. You know, like if someone's just arrived, you're like, mahia koe haere mai ai. You know what they're saying. How did you get here? Yeah. If someone's talking about a trip to Oa that's coming up, oh, mahia koe haere ai. How are you going to travel? Note though, I took out the word mai.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's atu, really.
Yeah, yeah. So if you've come to me, mahia koe haere mai ai. If you're going elsewhere, I might just leave out that mai or put an atu.
Okay.
Mahia koe haere ai, mahia koe haere atu ai. Pai?
Ka pai.
Okay, have a go at answering e hoa. I travelled by bus.
Marunga?
Marunga.
Marunga, okay. Marunga pahi au haere ai.
Kia ora. Ka pai, note there, Apera put in runga, he added in that word. Because when we travel, the idea in te reo is that we travel on all of our waka. And so we have used this word runga, that we travel on the bus. Marunga pahi ahau haere ai.
Marunga pahi ahau I haere ai.
E
haere ai.
Marunga pahi ahau haere ai.
Ahau haere ai. It's another one of these ones where I'm just so tempted to sneak in another little particle there, but we don't need it.
We don't need it. Marunga pahi ahau haere ai. Mahia koe haere ai. How are you travelling? You travel to town on a ferry sometimes, ne? Okay, so I'm going to add on to the question.
Okay.
Mahia koe haere ai ki te taone?
Marunga wakatere au haere ai ki te taone?
Ka pai. Ka raue. In conversation, when we're talking, just, you know, everyday kōrero, you would normally give the short answer.
Right.
But it's always good e hoa mā when you're learning to give the full answer, because that full answer can also be a statement. And that's when you need the full sentence. Like, I travel to town on the ferry, you know. Marunga wakatere ahau haere ai ki te taone. So it's always good to learn how to answer in full, because that answer could also be your general statement.
Okay. Could I, I'm thinking of abbreviating it. Could I say ma wakatere is like the shortest answer and take out the runga?
Ma pahi, ma waka, kao. I was just trying it with other modes of transport. No, we need runga.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ma runga wakatere then would be the shortest.
Aye, that would be the shortest. Ma runga wakatere.
Okay.
Mahia koe haere atu ai ki Amerika.
Ma wakarere rangi.
Ma
runga wakarere rangi au haere ai ki Amerika.
Aye. There's another type of waka that some people still use that has four legs.
Tika.
Mahia koe haere ai ki te pāmu.
Ki te pāmu. Marunga hoiho au haere ai ki te pāmu.
I might just change the sentence because it was, okay. My question was, how do you get to the farm? But I want to say, how do you get around on the farm? Mahia koe haere ai I te pāmu.
Marunga hoiho au haere ai I te pāmu.
Ka pai, ka rawe. Ai, let's not forget the hoiho. He waka no te hoiho. Tai atu hoki ki te papareti.
Te papareti.
Ai, te papawira.
Papawira, I think.
Even that, your he papawira. He momo waka. Yeah, your skateboard. You know, and so if I was to say, you know, how are you going to get to the shop if you're going on your skateboard?
Marunga papawira.
Marunga papawira. Mahia koe haere ai ki te toa.
What if I was going, just walking?
Ka rawe tēnā pātai, because it fits in. We're going to still use the same structure, but instead of being marunga on top of something, we're mararo.
Mararo.
Mararo. And so just saying mararo lets me know that you're walking by foot. Mahia koe haere ai ki te toa. How are you getting to the dairy?
Mararo.
Mararo.
Mm. That's so cool.
Mararo. Marunga, mararo.
So the word ma in this sentence structure is kind of meaning like by means of, right?
Ana, ana, tika, tika. Let's look at the other way that we can use the sentence.
Kapai.
Kapai. So the same sentence, like literally exactly the same, mahia koe haere ai, can also be interpreted to mean which way are you going? Mm. Which way did you come?
Okay.
Which way will you go?
Yeah.
So we're talking about now the huarahi, the path or the route okay. we travel.
By means of which way?
Aye.
Via, however you pronounce
that word. Aye.
Okay, so heitauira?
Heitauira. Let's say we're going, you know, through Hamilton to get to Taupo. Yeah? We're driving down, going through Hamilton. So I'm going to ask, which way are you going to go to Taupo? Mahia koe haere ai ki Taupo.
Ma kirikiri roa au haere ai ki Taupo.
Koia ai via kirikiri roa. Ma kirikiri roa. Pai. Now, again, just going back to that kōrero, it can be interpreted to mean either one of those things. So if you ask that question and someone said, oh, ma kirikiri roa, and I was actually wanting to know, like, how are you getting there? Then I would just say, oh, kau, ma here, marunga pahi, marunga wakarane. So you might need to explain if you're after the other meaning.
Ma here.
Ma here, marunga waka, mararo. Ma here koe haere ai ki... Ane, now we're just dreaming with the sentence. Ma here koe haere ai ki... America.
Ma Hawaii.
Ma Hawaii.
Au haere ai ki America.
Karawe. Ai, ma Hawaii. Gonna stop off there for a couple of days before heading to the mainland. Kapai. We can also talk about streets.
Okay.
So if we're in town and, you know, how are you getting to town? How are you getting to mine? Which way are you gonna go? Yeah. Ma here koe haere ai.
Ma te Tiriti o Queenie.
Ma te tiriti o Queenie. Ma te huarahi matua.
Ah, te huarahi matua. Main road.
Main road. Could be the motorway. Aye. Cool. Ma te huarahi o Simons. Aye.
Just want to clear up tiriti meaning street.
Tiriti street. Yeah. Rori, road.
Rori, okay.
Huarahi, ara, both mean path or road as well.
Okay. Aye. And is it okay to give, I mean, of course, you'd want to be specific and give an answer that's helpful to the person asking, but to say, ma te huarahi o lake, like lake road, for example?
Yeah, ma te huarahi o lake.
Okay.
Ma ra ma te ra. All of those kind of words are all the synonymous and they are interchangeable. So even though Queen Street is te tiriti o Queen, you could still hear people saying te huarahi o Queen. Yeah. Te huarahi, te ara o Queen. But if it's a street, I would normally say tiriti. And if it's a road, I'd use one of the other words.
Okay.
Bye.
I was just thinking about Māorifying the words, the names themselves, you know, like te huarahi o Reiki.
O roto. Te huarahi o Queenie. I think for like the common ones that are known, we do. You know, like Queen becomes Queenie. But you want someone to understand what you're saying. So exactly. Sometimes it would get lost in translation. But for those big ones, aye, it happens. Aye. Ma te huarahi o karangahape.
Kapai.
Aye. Well, that's a Māori word. Aye. I runga I te ra. I'm going to go home now. Nah. Mate piriti.
Mate piriti.
Mate piriti o tāmaki.
Ka pai e hoa. Nō reira, tēnā koutou katoa. E whakarongo mai nā. Hoki mai anō a tērā wiki. E kaupapa hou.
He ko nā mai.
He ko nā.
Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mātāwai. Kia ukai poa nō te reo.
Hold up. Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.